Now some news from the world of sports. U.S. Olympic slalom champion and hometown favorite Michaela Schifrin solidified her number one ranking in the Women's World Cup at Killington this weekend. The 22-year-old won yesterday's slalom, beating rival Petra Vlova by more than a second and a half. Earlier this month in Finland, the Slovakian skier beat Schifrin in the first season's slalom race. And Schifrin told reporters that after laying down an impressive first run, she tried hard not to let up the gas during her second.
I try to have the same mentality and sort of just let it fly. When I ski really good slalom, it almost feels like I'm flying, and I had a bit of that feeling both runs today, which was a really good feeling to have.
Schifrin came in second in Saturday's giant slalom, just behind Germany's Victoria Rabensberg. U.S. teammates Megan McJames came in 29th in the giant slalom, while Raisie Stiegler finished 21st in slalom. And Canadian World Cup skier Lawrence St. Germain, who races for UVM, came in 14th in slalom. VPR's Nina Keck has more on the Women's World Cup later during Morning Edition. The Middlebury women's hockey team jumped out to a 2-0 lead against Adrian on goals by Jessica Young and Catherine Jackson, but the Bulldogs scored three unanswered after that, including the overtime game winner in a 3-2 win in the consolation game of the UNL Classic at Plattsburgh yesterday. Turning to men's college basketball, Jack Daly scored a game-high 19 points, and the Middlebury Panthers held off a late rally by Endicott in a 78-67 road victory yesterday, and Middlebury stays undefeated at 4-0 on the season. In women's college hoops, the St. Michael's Purple Knights even their record at 3-3 on the season with a hard-fought 59-51 win over American International in Springfield, Massachusetts, first time that St. Mike's has beaten AIC since 2010. Samantha Daly led the Purple Knights with 19 points, and St. Mike's went on a 26-9 run in the third quarter to pad their lead and hold off a late push by the Yellow Jackets. Senior Maddie Bennett of Montpelier had a strong game on the boards, pulling down 9 rebounds for St. Mike's in that win. The Middlebury Panthers also won a tight contest, edging Clarkson 53-49, and like the men, they remain undefeated at 4-0 on the year as a result. Catherine Harrison owned the boards for the Panthers yesterday, pulling down 13 rebounds in the victory. To the pros on the gridiron, and the New England Patriots can laugh off what could otherwise have been a devastating mental error and fodder for an NFL blooper reel. Actually, the play in which center Ted Karras, who was filling in at the position for just the second time in his career, snapped the ball before quarterback Tom Brady was ready, sending it past him while Brady was looking off to his right, still calling the snap count. We'll probably live on in gag reel compilations, but it doesn't matter. Even though the ball was scooped up by the Miami Dolphins' Rashad Johnson, who rounded in for a touchdown and turned a 14-0 Patriots lead into a 14-7 game, the Pats had little trouble recovering. Brady ended the day with 4 touchdown passes in a 35-17 Patriots win over the Dolphins. Brady found tight end Rob Gronkowski for 2 scores. Versatile running back Rex Burkhead for another, and wide receiver Brandon Cooks also got in on the end zone action. Patriots improved to 9-2. The Dolphins fall to 4-7. What to make of the New York Jets? A team a lot of people thought would have the winless record that's held by Cleveland at this point in the season. The Jets won 3 of their first 5 games before finding myriad ways to lose 5 of their next 6, including an almost inexplicable fourth quarter implosion against the Carolina Panthers yesterday at the Meadowlands. The Jets led this one 20-18 in the fourth quarter. They were eyeing a big upset when they engaged in a 2-minute stretch that left the home crowd wondering why they didn't just stay home and watch a Three Stooges marathon. First, quarterback Josh McCown was sacked and stripped of the ball, picked up by Carolina's Luke Kuechly, who rumbled in 34 yards for a touchdown. Then after a stalled drive, the Jets punted, and they forgot that they had to actually tackle the return runner, Kalen Clay, who dashed 60 yards to the end zone to essentially put the game away in the Panthers' 35-27 win. The Carolina victory pulls them even at 8-3 with the New Orleans Saints for first place in the NFC South. Those two teams meet next week in what should be an intriguing matchup. The NFC East is about to be claimed by the Philadelphia Eagles, who've reduced their magic number to 1 to clinch the division after a 31-3 dismantling of the Chicago Bears yesterday. Carson Wentz threw 3 touchdown passes as the Eagles improved to 10-1. They own the league's best record. On the ice, the Boston Bruins could not stretch their winning streak to 5 games, getting out-hustled by the Edmonton Oilers in a 4-2 loss in Boston yesterday. You got a feel for Tuukka Rask, who was making his first start in 5 games after a run of victories by the backup, Anton Khudobin. Rask made 32 saves and was let down by defensive miscues, none worse than the one that allowed Ryan Strome to be left all alone in the slot when he wristed in the game winner over Rask's shoulder, breaking a 2-2 tie early in the third period. Jimmy Vesey scored the game-tying goal for the New York Rangers in the third period, then played hero a second time, scoring the game-winner in the overtime shootout, giving the New York Rangers a 4-3 win over the Vancouver Canucks.